producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Like that, felt a little bit like the phone guy there for a second. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Good morning, Flag family listeners. It's a little chilly out this morning. I'm still warmed. My cockles are still warmed from the Republican, the broad and primary color red that it has blanketed the country. So I'm still in a state of euphoria right now, and it's a good thing. But I want to pose a couple of questions this morning. Especially after the Tuesday and after the big wins, and the data is still rolling in. There's a winner, some losers, some things that upset me. And yesterday on my social media, I went through a couple of those things and got a ton of feedback. And another thing I want to address is I apologize for not getting to all of the voicemails from yesterday, but I'm going to try to, at least in the last segment, get to a couple of those today, and I apologize. That's not on purpose. Sometimes I tend to overbloviate, so bear with me. One listener in particular, seriously, it's not on purpose. It's not intentional. I will absolutely get to that those voicemails today if time allows. I have a couple of questions for you, though. I'm Leon Fred. This is the Common Sense Club, Flag Family Radio, 855-217-76, extension 2. It's your live on air station this morning. And if you want to leave it on the rant line, just hit the voicemail up, 855-217-76, extension 1. And I promise you, I do listen to those voicemails, and have time, and I'm cognizant of that time, I do play them on air. So, thanks. And I also want to thank everyone. I must have received like 15 phone calls yesterday and voicemails yesterday on my social media posts about the abortion industry and Planned Parenthood and what it's done to minority communities and that sort of thing. And the response was overwhelmingly in support. So I want to thank you for that. All of those voicemails, I listened to every single one. They were phenomenal. They were awesome. So thank you for that. I want to ask you a couple of questions about the Republican win that I saw. I did see it as a conservative win, and I'll tell you why. And I know there are folks out there that disagree with that. They say this is a establishment GOP win, that sort of thing. I don't think so. I think it is a conservative win, and I'll tell you why. And I would love to have your feedback on this. Most, if not all, of the Republicans that ran, if you listen to their ads were overwhelmingly conservative. They said things like, we're going to repeal Obamacare. We're going to stop amnesty. We're going to secure the borders. All of those are conservative tenets, every single one of them. Now, despite what you think about folks like Mitch McConnell, who is now walking back his rhetoric. He's walking back the very talking points that got him elected, you know, and kind of get that, put that on the back burner for right now. We're talking about America now, and America, if you're from the South anyway, well, that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about the GOP specifically. We're talking about what America voted for. And I think they voted against liberalism, and they voted for conservatism because the messages that were in those ads were conservative. I think about down there in Texas. Where Planned Parenthood and the condom queen down there were running ads like you wouldn't believe, basically saying that, you know, the guy's pro-life and blah, 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 and this and that. And they had their poster child, the condom queen down there, lost big time, big time. I think that's a win for conservatives. I absolutely do. And then when you think about all of the ads, the campaign ads that I heard, they were all conservative, very, very conservative, Tea Party-esque. And they apparently they were effective because, you know, you look at a map of the country and it's all red, bold, none of that pasty pastel purple or you know, varying hues of blue. It's all red, man. It's all red. So I think that they are absolutely. You got folks like Scott Walker. Think about that. He had to win three gubernatorial elections in a blue state like Wisconsin. Think about this. And each time he had to fight this battle, he won by larger margins than the time before. Think about that. I think that that is a absolutely awesome thing. And then think about this. You got folks like Mia Love. Who conservative through and through. And she didn't get on the whole, a lot of folks out there, you know, running for election or to unseat someone or to retain their seat. The negative mudslinging was flying. She kept it clean. She kept it classy and she kept it conservative and she won. So I think that that's an awesome thing. I think that we absolutely did win based on conservative tenets. Now, the downside to that, in my humble opinion, is we already see McConnell and company walking back the conservative message. Instead of repealing Obamacare, we're now hearing, you know, well, some of the untenable or the distasteful things to Americans are, you know, the device tax and blah, blah, blah. What? Whoa, wait a minute. Hang on a sec. that's not what I was all hot on the collar for, the device tax. I don't think that that's what I was going for when I said, you know, basically Obamacare needs to be repealed. Repealed and replaced and that sort of thing sounds a lot different than, you know, device tax. So that's one of the losers with someone like, that's one of the problems when the old boss is too similar to the new boss. Did I say that right? When the new boss is too similar to the old boss, that's what you have. You run, you get the votes, and then you tone down the things that actually got you elected. One of the things that we were talking about this morning is the fact that, do you think it's a good thing that, like, especially here in North Dakota, that the Democrats were handed such a shellacking? Do you think it's a good thing to be all Republican all the time, or do you think that that's a detriment? Do you think it hurts the conservative cause? And I'd be interested to get your opinion on that, too. I'm going to hold my opinion in reserve. 855-200-1776 extension 2. And feel free to take that conversation all the way over into the What's On Your Mind segment with Scott and Todd. But I want to know, do you think it's a good thing that we're all Republican all the time here in North Dakota, that it was so decisive? Do you think it's a good thing for keeping North Dakota conservative? You know, someone I would love to get his opinion on this exact issue is Bob Ballew. I'd love to get that guy in here and say, hey, you know, what's going on? How you doing? You guys lost big. What do you think you went wrong? And we were talking about this morning. It wasn't – Obama wasn't really a factor here in North Dakota. It was the Democrats here and their policies. I would love to pick Bob's brain on that. Would love to get your opinion, too, on the other side of this break, 855-200-1776, extension 2. We'll be right back with Ellen Radner and Blanquita Cullum.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
There's a lot of reasons to love Chase on the Lake. It's one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. And fall is a beautiful time to visit Walker, Minnesota and the entire region. It just screams, relax. Copper Door of Ada Spa and all their wonderful massages and pedicures and manicures. You can pamper yourself. There's bike rentals. What a romantic little getaway. Great trails. There's all kinds of fine dining in the 502 restaurant and all around Walker, Minnesota. The shopping downtown Walker is a blast. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Right out your door, the famous Reed Sporting Goods and all kinds of unique shops in downtown Walker. And the accommodations cannot be beat. I'd even recommend some golf or some bowling at Chase's Bowling Alley. Great deals right now, including buy one, get one night, Sunday through Thursday, chaseonthelake.com, or call 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06. Tell them Scott sent you.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable level 3 body armor on the market. Katie level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Katie Armor, come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We are back on a very chilly 29-degree morning here in sunny Southside Fargo. Out in Tioga, it is 25. I was shocked yesterday by seeing those huge snowflakes coming down at around 5 o'clock, and I'm like, oh wow, it has already started. But I digress. It's cold. It's going to snow later on today, and it's Fargo. But I repeat myself. So there you go. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis, and I have my guest this morning, as every morning, here to dispense their common sensory across the airwaves, Ellen Radner and Blankina Cullum. Welcome to the Common Sense Club.
Well, thank you so much. Beach weather out here. It's 55 degrees.
Oh, man, that's T-shirt weather right there, 55 degrees. I would love that. And I'm a Southern boy, so, you know, there you go. That's neither here nor there. I do want to talk to both of you, and I'm going to go to Blankina first. I want to ask you, yesterday I heard some disturbing things. Well, to me, disturbing, me being a conservative guy, a Tea Party guy, from Mitch McConnell.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, walking back. Who said, oh, my gosh, is that a bad thing?
That was Ellen. You start with Ellen first, because, you know, she's on a roll ready to talk.
Oh, man. Okay, this is going to be bad. But yesterday, I heard Mitch McConnell, and he's talking about, he's kind of rolling back some of the conservative, points that he was making in his election campaign, the things that actually, won him the election. I heard him walking some of those talking points back. He when he ran, he said, you know, he was going to repeal Obamacare. That's what we're going to get in there. We're going to do this, that, and the other thing. Yesterday I heard him soft-shoeing on it. And I just wanted to know from you and Blankina, what's up with that? Do you think that's a smart strategy? Or what do you think is going on there?
Well, you know, I heard the president's press conference yesterday. And I have to say, I was very, very impressed. I thought he was generous to the Republicans. I thought he talked about areas of compromise. I was very impressed.
Do you think Americans...
He doesn't know how to compromise. It's either my way or the highway. Look, McConnell, and I'm going to tell you like I always tell you, if your listeners don't keep... You know, remember, the election's over. Doesn't mean everybody gets to go back and just completely forget how to deal with politics. You need to be on your member of Congress. You need to be on your senator to be able to let them know. They're going to have to tell McConnell that that's not what he got elected for. So if they want change, people need to be able to say, remember, your congressman's good because he comes home every week. And your senator eventually has to show up, but you can call his office. So the more you let them know you're watching them, that's going to make a difference.
And we have really accessible representatives here. So absolutely, I can see that being the case here. And I said this morning, you know, this is not a time for slacking. Yet and it leads into my next question. Is it a good thing for the Republicans to have a supermajority? And when you look at states like North Dakota, we are completely red. I mean, my goodness, you couldn't find a Democrat representative if you tried. And I want to know if that's a good thing for North Dakota, or is it a good thing for the country for one party to have such a big control? Ellen.
It's terrible.
I don't know. I tend to agree with Eric. With Ellen.
I mean, come on. Your state's not only red, it's scarlet red. It's not only red, it's blazing red. So then you have enough power to have an influence over what's going on in the decisions in Washington, D.C. You don't have to quibble. Everybody should be on the same team on this one.
I want to hear Ellen's response to that.
Well, my response is, look, we should all be rowing in the America boat. There's no question about that. But now the question is, if we're all rowing in the America boat, where are the things we have commonality? And that's frankly what the president was trying to get to yesterday. But, of course, you guys are still running an election.
No, Ellen, listen, even your buddy Matthews on MSNBC said the problem with this president, which I was shocked to hear him say, and I agreed with him, is he doesn't know how to compromise. In other words, you give me this, you give me help with immigration, I'll help you with this. He doesn't know how to do any give and take, and if he doesn't get that, nothing's going to happen.
Well, he is testing new political waters. On Friday, he's going to have top congressional leaders from both parties there. He's going to sit down. He's going to try it out. I don't know how it's going to end up because you're right. He is a pretty smug guy and that's just my opinion. I'm sorry, Ellen, but that's my opinion. The guy thinks that the sun rises and falls and sets on him. So this is going to be completely new territory, and I hope something decent comes out of it. I really do. Ellen?
Well, I hope something comes out of it, too. We're all Americans, and let's hope that the Republicans can govern.
When he says things like before the end of the...
We all want them to do a good job, because if they don't do a good job, and we know what the Democrats have done, then you may see the rise of the Independent Party.
I think we already saw a uptick in the Independent Party, and I'll give you an example. Here in North Dakota, for the first time, the Libertarian Party cracked the 5% threshold, so they won't have to lobby to get all those signatures the next time around. They're going to automatically get ballot access. So I think that there are a lot of folks out there that said, hey, Republicans, we're going to give you another shot. But if Republicans don't hold true to what Republicanism is, I think we're going to see a huge, huge Libertarian or Independent Party uptick in the next election cycle.
And I agree with that. And they won't just come from the Republican Party, but come from the Democratic Party. Because people, when they're fed up, they're fed up.
And we already see that the Democrats they're fed up. I mean, apparently, this is a complete sea change here. So we know that there are a lot of Democrats that are out there that are not happy with the current administration, the current power structure that be. So there might be a ton of Democrats out there that are waiting and willing to vote Libertarian or Independent. Ellen, what do you think?
Well, I think it's way too early to assess what's going to happen in 2 years. I think we don't even know whether Hillary Clinton is running. We don't know if your friends, the Republicans, the Tea Party whackbirds, can govern. I don't think they can.
Oh, wow.
And that's what I think. I love that she hurts my people. She hurts my people.
Oh, man.
Now, when she starts insulting Texas,
you know, she's even trying to color the teapot to be red, white, and blue in our house.
We were all friendly before. But before you knew I was a Tea Party guy.
We're more
good deal, good deal. And one other thing before we run, what do you think of Mia Love and Tim Scott winning? What does that say for racial politics in America?
Pretty impressive,
Ellen,
huh?
I think it's awesome.
Okay, let's see how they do.
Absolutely. We'll be. Thank you.
18-year-old girl in West Virginia.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that on tomorrow's show. Absolutely. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Have you ever wanted to own a Mercedes-Benz? You can. At a really, really competitive price these days. Just compare. And you know what? There's no vehicle on the road today that compares. How do I know? I'm taking the time to drive them from Valley Imports. Whether it's the C-Class or the E-Class or this GLK class, the sedans, the wagons, the GL and the ML are great SUV models. Do me a favor. Call my friends at Valley Imports or go to their website, valleyimports.com. Here's what you'll get. 24/7 best price. If you mention my name, 2 years of free maintenance. No kidding. They even have the roadside service 24/7 no matter where you are, all throughout North Dakota and a good chunk of western Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, too. And you know what? If you don't find what you're looking for on the website, particular class you want, they'll get it for you. ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431. 888-928-7431. Tell them Scott sent you.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Elections have consequences. What will the consequences be for this election cycle? That's the question that I'm asking. Is it a good thing that we have a country that's a bright red right now? Is that a good thing? Is it a good thing that, you know, North Dakota is pretty much, like Blanquita said, scarlet red? Is that a good thing? Is one party with the supermajority a good thing? And I want you to think about that before you answer, before you're like, yeah, rah, 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 GOP, let's go, that sort of thing. I want you to think about it, because it might not be the best thing for America. Now, conservative policies, in my humble opinion, are absolutely phenomenal for America. It's good for the markets. It's good for the economy. It's good for personal freedom, individual liberties and rights and that sort of thing. It's awesome. But when you have an establishment machine in place for too long with pretty much complete power, is that a good thing? I mean, we think about Reed. I think about all of those bills that are sitting on his desk right now. When you have that much power, you can stifle growth pretty easily. Not to mention, you get kind of comfortable. You get comfortable when you have that much power. Oh, look, all this red means I'm doing a great job. Mitch McConnell, you're not in my humble opinion, you are the same as the old boss, in my humble opinion. You just happen to be on the right side of the line just a hair. We need you a couple of blocks back behind that line, man. Let's run that voicemail from the earlier segment.
Yeah, good morning, Leon. I hear you talking about certain Republicans already walking the campaign points back. Yeah, I predict nothing will change. And as far as Obama being congenial or whatever last night, all I heard was it doesn't matter what the Senate or the House does. He's going to rule by executive order. The Republicans didn't put up a fight before, and I don't think they will this time after winning the Senate. Nothing will change. Thanks, Leon.
And see, I tend to agree, which is why we got to hold their feet to the fire. Elections have consequences. I mean, think about this. We've already heard Mitch McConnell. One of the things that just lit my hair on fire is when I heard him say, you know, basically they're not going to shut the government down. I'm like, whoa, 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 wait a minute. Oh, Bob, this is a tactic, a ploy by the left. Now, we heard that the government shutdown was going to kill Republicans' chances of reelection, that in 2014 they're going to be done and that sort of thing. That didn't happen. As a matter of fact, the exact opposite happened. And we got to, you got to think about it. Barack, he's from the old school, man. He's from the Chicago Mafia style of politicking. He's the guy that when the government shut down, to be clear, that was much more his fault than Republicans' fault. Let's just be clear about that. He was the one that threw the tantrum and, you know, that whole thing. But that's another story. But what I want you to think about is this. They had tons of bills to fund all of those areas that were hurt. And remember the Chicago-style, mafia-style politicking that Barack does. He cuts from the bottom up. He doesn't cut from the top down. He cuts from the bottom up so you feel it. He wants you to feel the knife that he sticks in your proverbial back. So he cuts where it's closest to the folks, near the bone. That's why you had the monuments closed down. Because he knew that the media would be out there and you would be incensed and you'd blame it all on the Republicans. That's what happened there. And Republicans, Michelle Bachmann, tons of conservatives were sending bill after bill after bill to fund everything that Obama was cutting on the bottom. And where did they go? They went right on to Reid's desk, and he put his feet on top of it as a prop. That's basically what happened. And he refused to sign. The president refused to sign those bills that would actually help the folks closest to the ground. That's what happens. That's what happens. And when I hear someone like McConnell say, you know, we're not going to shut down the government. Really? I mean, well, why don't you just show them your whole hand and say, you know, we're not going to, if you ask for something, we might give you a little lip service and fight you a little bit, you know, in the media, but we're going to roll over and show our bellies. That's basically, if I was Mitch McConnell, I'd say nothing is off the table. If you don't bring America back to at least some tenable track of responsibility, fiscal responsibility, then yes, we're going to shut down the government, and we will do this until you get your act in line. Think about that. They have the power of the purse. That's why our founders gave them that power, so that a rogue president like Barry wouldn't have the power to do the things that he's doing unilaterally. He's got his pen. He's got his phone. Yeah, but I got the purse. The wallet, anyway. I got the wallet. So without me, you got nothing. Take your little pen. Take your little phone. I'm not buying you ink, and I'm not putting minutes on your prepaid. So there you go. That's what needs to happen. The grown-ups need to take charge. And even though Mitch McConnell is probably the oldest grown-up in the room, he doesn't act like it, in my humble opinion. He's a capitulator, in my humble opinion. I welcome your opinions. 855-200-1776, extension 2, gets you live on air. Extension 1, you leave it on the rant line. A couple of things I want to talk about, especially in the last segment, is Measure 1. Now, Yana Murdahl is going to be with Scott and Todd on What's on Your Mind, and she's going to talk about the Choose a Life campaign. She's going to talk about why Measure 1 failed and what they're going to do going forward. And as a matter of fact, we have a voicemail that spoke to that. Can we run that?
There's no reason to let this issue die, even though we lost this battle. start immediately for the next 2 years from now. We can have it back on the ballot again. And maybe over that period of time, more and more people can be educated and understand that it's all the lies that were spread by Planned Parenthood just aren't true. So that's my take. Thanks. Bye.
Not a problem. It's an excellent take. And I look over there at Tennessee and the wording and the language and what was proposed there. Let me put this in two parts. I believe the folks out there that said, you know, it was too vague and it was too this and it was too that. I think all of those were talking points. I don't think it has any merit, but I do believe that if you actually put the language that says abortion right there in the measure, I think North Dakotans will vote overwhelmingly for that. Hey. We don't want to kill kids here in North Dakota. Are you for that or are you against it? And I guarantee you most of the folks out there will be like, well, no. So I think that there's this was a learning curve. I love the folks at Indie Choose Life. I applaud their effort. I think Yana is a phenomenal, phenomenal person, and she ran that. She was up against, you know, insurmountable odds. Planned Parenthood and those folks poured money into the state, and I think they fought gallantly. I do, but I think we need to change the tactics a little bit. I mean, Yana and the folks at Indie Choose Life, they're good people. They're great people. But the folks that we're fighting, they are dirty Bronx fighters, man. They have no compunction when it comes to lying and slinging mud and bringing you into the gutter and that sort. We need to put a face on this thing. I think we shouldn't shy away from putting a face as distasteful as it is. And we don't have to go as far, you know, wacky as some of the billboards and the signs and that sort of thing. But we need to show these folks what they will be voting for if they reject pro-life legislation here in North Dakota. We see it in New York City. And on the other side of this break, I'm going to talk about that. That's going to be in the last segment. I want you to know exactly what Planned Parenthood is all about. And we're going to talk about that. Bill in Fargo, what's on your mind?
I have a total different take on why the Red took 9 seats. Having been a Republican, like millions of Americans feel they totally threw us under the bus, threw our votes away over many years now, so that I went more independent. I definitely was not a Republican. My vote in this last election was a vote simply against the liberal agenda. But it occurred to me last night that what happened in this election was actually, looking back here 6 years ago, I think what happened is the Obama hype kind of got such momentum with the unprecedented help of the media to build it to such heights that it just got a bandwagon move, and it was a popular thing to do. It had nothing to do with anything but the majority of the votes that slammed them in there was it was popular. Well, the honeymoon's over, and this election showed, wait a minute, the honeymoon's over. The popular thing is past. Now we got to fix this.
Yeah.
And I think that's what happened here. But now when I look at Mitch McConnell, that is exactly why the Republicans lost me. And he is the poster child for why the Republican Party has lost me. Exactly. He is the poster child.
Yep.
And it just sickens me.
Oh, man, I totally agree with that. The fact that the folks at in the GOP in the upper echelons think that we voted for them, no, man, absolutely not. I voted for fresh faces, new blood with conservative tenets, almost libertarian tenets. Seriously,
absolutely.
I'm there, man. I'm not a libertarian. I am a conservative one, through and through. And Bill, if you don't mind, if you want to hang on till the other side of the break, you can give me a minute on the other side of the break and finish up. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club right after this break.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you ever heard of a Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle? I was over at my buddy Mark's house the other night, and there he was in the shop working away on his new toy, a Ghost 80% AR-15. He said he bought it from Guns80.com because they got a great deal right now, and he just wanted to experience building his own firearm. And you know Mark, he doesn't want a lot of unnecessary red tape attached, if you know what I mean. He said he had to pay no DROS fees. There was no 10-day waiting period. Said he can register it as a pistol if he wants. And the best part, it's 100% legal in most states if it's completed by the owner. Hey, it looks like a pretty easy project to me. So I just went to Guns80.com myself and ordered mine. I can't wait to get it built. I hope it gets here soon. Hey, get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Prices have never been better, and you can go right now to Guns80.com. That's Guns 80, the number's 80, Guns80.com. See you on the range. Get yours today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We are back. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis. Phone numbers are, as always, 855-200-1776. Me and my friend Bill, we were talking about the fact that When the new boss has the same mentality as the old boss, then customers tend to shop around. And the competition here is the Independent Party and the Libertarian Party. And I'll give you an example. The Libertarian Party here in North Dakota will not have to go out and grab signatures this time around because they cracked the 5%. As a matter of fact, they went as high as, I think, 8% in some counties. So think about that. And think about the fact that Mitch McConnell and that good old boy network, they're patting themselves on the back right now, and they're walking back the very priorities, the very points that got them elected. How do you think that's going to turn out?
I can assure you, you are dead on that I, when I was in the voting booth, and I seen the Libertarian name there, I mean, the pen started moving in that direction, and then I thought, I don't want to throw my vote away. The Republicans do not deserve my vote. They don't. But it's the lesser evil, and I hate voting that way. And that's what got my vote, the lesser evil. And I would have given it, but it would have been a strong independent. They would have got it. But in this case, it was as if Mitch McConnell reminds me of that old, the Johnny Dangerously show. You know, he gets the vote, yeah. He gets in there, he flexed, and it's as if the old machine says, all right, you got it. Now just relax. Take a trip around the world, twice if you like. You don't have to rush into anything. No. That's not
wow.
Why you got my vote, you know?
Absolutely. Thanks, Bill. Thanks for the call, man. And you're spot on. Bill is spot on. John, what's on your mind this morning?
Well, I joined your program late on Monday, and right at the end you had a couple of songs. You were asking, you know, what the name of the song was and who was the author, and one, of course, was Bruce Springsteen.
Yep.
And the other one, I'm pretty sure the performer was James Brown, but I couldn't come up with the name of it, and I was just wondering if you could tell me what it was.
Oh, yeah, it was James Brown, and it was Living in America.
Okay. I listened to a little bit of it, and I just couldn't quite get it. It was shortly before you signed off, and I thought, geez, I don't know who that or what the song was. So I just
maybe I should sign off with a little James Brown. I'll see if I can do that. Put a little soul in this thing, man.
Right. Now, insofar as what you've been asking about, like the Republican victory, I thought one of your last guest or phone caller on there said, I didn't vote for the Republican Party because I like the Republican Party, what it's become. But I didn't have any other choice. And they did say some things that they were going to do. Now, I don't have much of an expectation that they're actually going to do it, you know, to push back this Obama agenda and this radical left-wing agenda that the Democrats have been pushing on us for the last 6 years, but even a lot longer than that. But
yeah.
But I guess I can always hope. But
yeah.
I don't have a lot of faith in them.
and I'm hoping that just the fact that we have new faces in there like Tim Scott and Ted Cruz and Mia Love and folks like that, and you have the Tea Party that are still there. I mean, we haven't been out in the front, on the front burner, but behind the scenes, we are still trying to hold these people accountable. And I think that coupled with the conservative message that got McConnell his position, I think, and I'm hoping that they hold true, at least as true as possible. Anyway,
yeah, I hope they will too. Republican Party establishment has done as much as it can do to marginalize conservatives and certainly the Tea Party, and.
But they ran on they ran on our priorities. Shut down the border. I mean, we need to close the borders from folks just coming over, you know, all willy nilly. We need to do something about the debt. We need to actually pass a budget. and stick to it. I mean, those repealing Obamacare, those are all conservative tenets. Defund the IRS, or at least try to roll back a bunch of their power. Put some actual proposals up that will walk back the stranglehold that the IRS has on the American people. Those are conservative tenets, and I think that if they run on that and they win on that and they won overwhelmingly on that, there's no way they can ignore it. They can try to walk it back, but it will hurt them absolutely, especially coming from me. And I'll say this from my own perspective. It will absolutely affect the way I vote in 2016 these next 2 years. Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I just but the Republican Party establishment uses us like
Kleenexes. Use once, well, throw away.
it's kind of like the used to see in school where it said break glass in case of fire. Every time there's election, that's the fire. Okay, you conservatives, we need your vote now. After it's over, go stand in the corner and shut up until we need it the next time.
Right. Thank you, John. Mike, I am so sorry. Call in tomorrow. We'll be right back with What's on Your Mind with Scott and Todd. Going out with some James Brown.
The receiver, with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.